1500 till south of runway 27. Cessna Pilot, you're doing a great job. Put her down, pink dot, runway 18 right, clear left.
Welcome into today's audiocast from on location at EAA Air Venture 2007 for this Wednesday, July 25th from AvWeb. Brought to you by Oregon Aero and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. It's busy at this year's EAA Air Venture, and nobody's been busier than Cessna's CEO, Jack Pelton. With the announcement of the company's light sport aircraft, which is being well-received, does Cessna have time to pursue other projects? AvWeb's Russ Niles found a relatively quiet place at Air Venture to ask Pelton about Cessna's current projects and the future of its next-generation piston airplane. But let's start with the LSA.
What's the reaction been, Jack?
Well, it certainly has probably exceeded all of our expectations. I think people really have found that the airplane is more than just an LSA. It's an airplane that can take people up through their private pilot's license, along with being able to provide affordable transportation. The fact that we put the Garmin G300 exclusive avionics suite in the Continental O200 has really separated it from the rest of the competition.
Price point was a little higher than some people expected, but you mentioned at the briefing yesterday that it's in line with others.
Yeah, when we first looked at the market, we went out and kicked the tires and looked at sticker price on all the competitive airplanes. And a year ago, I said, well, it looks like we need to have an airplane that's somewhere south of $100,000. When we finally got into more in-depth analysis and looked at what people wanted as far as avionics engines and capability and durability, both a static and fatigue-tested airplane, we found that it caused us to have our price end up being a little bit higher than where we had envisioned. But the exciting news is we then went out and compared the five leading selling LSA airplanes to our airplane. We ended up being the price leader, having the lowest price of those five for a comparably equipped airplane. So we really believe we're the best positioned offering today.
More of our conversation from Oshkosh with Jack Pelton of Cessna in just a moment. Today's coverage from Oshkosh is presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Oregon Aero now offers the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero headset upgrade kits eliminate pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep the head and ears cool and dry. Visit OregonAero.com to select a headset upgrade kit today.
What does having Cessna in the game do to legitimize LSA?
You know, certainly the world is telling us that it's legitimizing LSA. We went into this market not trying to legitimize LSA as much as we wanted to stimulate new pilot growth and bring them beyond LSA into full private pilot and hopefully a instrument rating also. So I think it turns out to be a byproduct. I think there's more to our product offering and our training that we have integrated with it than just the LSA has to offer.
With the static and fatigue testing, do you raise the bar?
I'm not sure it's going to actually raise the bar as much as it will help differentiate us from in the consumer's mind. I mean, if anybody is a little bit has an engineering bent and wants to ensure that they have a product that's been tested to a different standard, we have that offering. So that's part of the whole value proposition. We offer a different configuration of airplane than the competitors in that it's the only one that has the O200 Continental, which is a tried and true, has a much better warranty. Is very predictable engine, an exclusive Garmin avionics suite with more features than what the competitive products have, an airframe now that that people can be assured will have the reliability and durability that's needed in not only the flight training market but for long-term high-hour utilization. And then we combine that with financing, which we'll provide, insurance that we can provide, and a Cessna training center network that can get you through the process of being able to operate that airplane. So if you step back and look at the whole value proposition and put the price on it, it's a heck of a deal.
Moments before we started speaking, Cirrus introduced their LSA. Comments on having a U.S. competitor, a big U.S. competitor in the market with you?
Well, I think Cirrus it sounds like they have looked at this market also and felt that probably viewed it like we did in the sense that we need to increase pilot starts. I think that the advantage we have is it's when you look at the competitive products, this is a Cessna designed airplane that is unique. I think they're adapting an existing product that's out there today, and so we can differentiate in that fashion.
Okay, we've crossed LSA off the list. What's next for Cessna? Rumor is there's a single-engine jet in the works.
I'm starting to think the single-engine jet market is getting a little crowded based on what we've seen today. We're focused. We had three real primary objectives in 2007. That was get the LSA launched and taking orders, get our large cabin concept citation, which is a significant investment for us across the finish line, and also finish the NGP. I feel it's right now we took our bows at the show. We're taking orders in the LSA. That now is history, and as far as I'm concerned, so we're full steam ahead on getting the NGP done.
NGP decision has been made. You're going forward with it?
Well, NGP as a strategy decision has been made. What hasn't been finalized is getting the product to a point that we're ready to offer. We're still working through the throes of all of the trades associated with that market segment, and what is the product that we can put into that market and the family of products that will allow us to win. LSA turned out to be easier because the requirements are defined. You know, the gross weight's defined, the speed's defined, so we don't have to go out and guess what the market needs. The market told us this is all you have to do. NGP, it's a little different. We're looking at an airplane that spans across multiple markets, all the way from what could potentially be a 172 replacement up to something beyond the current 206, so we've got to make sure we really get it right.
And that was Cessna CEO Jack Pelton speaking with AvWeb's Russ Niles from On Location at EAA AirVenture 2007 at Oshkosh. Hey, if you're attending AirVenture this week in Oshkosh, be sure and stop by the AvWeb booth and say hello. We'll be signing up folks at booths 105 through 108 in the vendor hangars throughout the show, and we'd love to meet some of our readers. We'll be producing news reports live from the booth, and some of our most frequent contributors have agreed to do special one-hour stints in the booth, so if you'd like to put some faces with the names, be sure and stop by and talk to us. Today's coverage from On Location at Oshkosh, Wisconsin was brought to you by Oregon Aero and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. For AvWeb Audio, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.